Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Well, and I remember I was in a bar in Lockport the night we drafted Josh. And I'm jumping around at the end of the bar. And there's a whole bunch of the guy sitting next to me. One guy goes, well, I wanted Josh Rosen. The other guy, oh, I did too. I wanted this guy. I'm like, this guy is 6'8". He plays at 7,000 feet in Wyoming. He's a farm kid. I go, I want that kid.
This episode of Nuff Said with Bob Kuczynski is sponsored by Chef's Famous Italian Restaurant, home of the Spaghetti Parm and located at 291 Seneca Street in Buffalo. It's time now for Nuff Said with your host, Bob Kuczynski. The topic today is the Buffalo Bills and their number one fan, John Lang, or better known to all of the Bills Mafia as the Bills Elvis.
Welcome back to Nuff Said with yours truly, and boy, we've got a very special guest, the perfect guest for the week of the home opener for the Buffalo Bills, Bills Elvis himself, John Lang. And John is with us in full attire. John, thanks so much for coming out here. So
thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
So, John, give him the full effect. Just turn to the camera. There we go. Do you actually know how to play the guitar?
Oh, I'm a horrible player.
Okay, you can set that down, and we'll get into business, because I've got 1,000 questions for you. So lean in there so we get you up to the mic. So I know the story, how this started, but give us the Reader's Digest version for the people out there that maybe have never heard this story.
So back in 1992, a buddy of mine bet me I couldn't get on TV for the one Bills game. And I was kind of a goof and a bet. And I was like, sure, double or nothing. And then I kind of scoured my back room in my apartment, found a guitar, and put like Go Bills on the guitar. My wife painted some sideburns on me, and they had me on the broadcast. And then Chris Berman was making fun of me later that night. And then the next day I was in the Buffalo News the next day. And it was funny. My whole section was like, keep doing it. You got to do it again. It was fun. You got to keep doing this. And so it grew out of that. Yeah.
So why Elvis? I mean, you could have picked any character. You could have been a superhero. You could have been anybody. Why Elvis Presley?
I guess I just really don't even know. Looking back on it, I was like, well, there's a guitar. And yeah, my wife just put the sideburns and drew some chest hair on me.
Now, I've heard your story. So I have to, before we go any farther, first of all, we're in the Chef's Famous French Connection room with all the hockey players. It's a great spot for our podcast, especially if you're a hockey fan. And I know you're deep into sports, not just the Buffalo Bills. So John Lang's father is the famous Hall of Fame high school wrestling coach, the late, great Dick Lang, coached at both Roy Hart and Newfane, had a number of state champs, had an NCAA champion, would have had an Olympic competitor, but the Olympics were boycotted that year in 1980. If I remember my history, great guy. Your mom was great. And they were members of the DePaulo Scholarship Fund. So I used to see your dad all the time. And one, probably about 10, 15 years ago, I don't know, your mom was at one of our meetings and she's casually telling somebody, well, you know, my son is Bills Elvis. And I go, what? Because I've seen you a gazillion times. I mean, when you started, I was covering the Bills for Empire Sports. And then when she explained to me that that's who you were, and then I started, once I looked at it, I go, yeah, you do resemble your dad. But you've got a history of entertainment in your blood, right? Weren't you on cruise ships?
Yeah. In the 80s, I worked on different cruise lines. I was a DJ, a host, entertainer. I sang with the orchestra a bit. So
really?
Yeah.
Now, I know you've performed at the Sportsman's Tavern, because I love the Sportsman's. They've had you on stage.
Yeah.
You've been, how many stages would you say you've been on as Bills Elvis?
It's a lot. I couldn't even begin to tell you. It's a lot. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. I get asked and I'm all in.
So you start out in 92 and the thing takes off. You're obviously, you were a season ticket holder, I presume, before that, right?
Actually, I wasn't before 92.
Really?
I was living out of town a lot, so I just wasn't. I used, whenever I'd come to town, I always would go to games if I could. But yeah, I was out of town quite a bit.
So how'd you get such great seats for that, for the game that you got on television?
I went to the pick a seat day and found the two best lowest seats I could find. And, you know, the Bills did me up.
So then how long have you been an actual season ticket holder?
Since 92.
Since 92. Yeah. So the people that have been around you, you must be like family now.
It was a lot of great people. And since then, I've had a lot of great ones move in. Like the chef guys are down at the other end of my aisle there now. And we have a riot together.
I would have to say, without a doubt, you're the most famous Bills fan right now. So you're not just on during the games. This has become a whole cottage industry for you. You were recently in a McDonald's commercial, correct?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about that. When was that done?
Actually, that was done last year, and it did run last year for a while. And I was actually kind of surprised. All of a sudden, I saw myself on there, running back again. I love those.
So, do they pay, or do they say you can eat at McDonald's for free for the rest of your life?
They pay. They pay pretty nicely.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. So they seek you out. These out-of-town, whether they're commercials, whether they're promoting the NFL, whatever, they seek you out.
Yeah. I love those calls.
Are you on the video games?
I was in the Madden game for a bunch of years, yeah.
So they have you in the stands?
Yeah. They had me smashing my guitar against the wall. And, whenever the Bills would score, they'd show me smashing my guitar against the wall. And,
There's a couple news stories out there that the locals have done about you. And one in particular that I enjoyed watching was there was a young man who paints some of your guitars.
Yeah.
So explain to me, so you can profit from this, but there's also an expense to be Bill's Elvis. Are you breaking even?
I'm breaking even. I do all right.
Okay, good. Yeah. I was worried about you. Yeah.
Well, I do all right.
I didn't know if you were going to go back, maybe become a high school wrestling coach like your dad. I mean, you've got what, two kids?
Yeah.
And they were athletes, because the one story I saw you've got in your man cave, you've got their clippings up.
Yeah.
You're a big fan. You're just a big fan. Not just of your family, but of your favorite team and athletics.
Yeah, I've been a sports guy forever. Yeah, so I tell anybody some of my greatest, earliest childhood memories are sitting at my grandparents' house in Orchard Park, watching the Bills and watching my grandfather jump around and yell at the TV, and being with my family and watching football games. Yeah, it's just some of my greatest, earliest childhood memories.
So let's go back to the guitar. So do you buy a new guitar for every game?
Where
do you pick up these guitars?
I have people I don't even know will bring them over to my house and leave them up front of my house. Or
really?
Springville Music, the guy that runs that, Todd, gives me usually about 10 a year. There's a music store in Lockport. He gives me a whole bunch. I had a guy in North Tonawanda call me last year. He had like seven of them laying in his back room.
Oh, wow.
So I'm blessed that people just seek me out and give them to me.
And so once you get a guitar, because they're obviously not white, they're not painted, what's the process?
It depends. Like, I have like five different artist people that kind of seek me out that want to paint them for me. I got one, I just picked up the other day, an artist kid, a guy out of the Elmwood Village, did one. It was really cool. He asked me if I'd use that for the Kansas City game. I was like, sure, absolutely. The art teacher from Wilson, Brian Baker, he's doing two for me this year. And I just dropped those off at his house. You know, so it's like people ask me, hey, can I do a guitar for you? It's like, sure.
But so you're not paying them for this. They're donating.
They're donating
to work to them.
Yeah. And typically I raffle them off for charity events.
Oh, cool.
So,
and that, okay. So there's so many areas to go into, but before we go any farther, the Buffalo Bills are starting off the season Sunday night, national television, the Baltimore Ravens, who we just saw less than a year ago. So what's your gut tell you about this game?
I go in feeling we're going to win them all these days. You know, it's like, since the Josh Allen era, I feel good about all the games. I really do.
with that guy.
You have to, right? Yeah. You're the world's biggest fan. You have to be. You have to think every game they're going to win.
Yeah, I mean, I really do though. Now it's just optimism because of our coaching staff and Josh, and it's just total optimism.
And last year they did win every home game.
Yeah, yeah.
So how close do you get to the team? Now, three years ago, you were the Bills fan of the year.
Yeah.
And Dawkins, they brought you on the field. He presented you with your own jersey. And I was kind of curious about that because I don't know under what the excuse was to get you out there, because you obviously didn't know before you got there you were going to be fan of the year.
No, I had no idea. They just asked if I'd show up at the stadium at, you know, 2 p.m. or whatever. I was like, sure. So I go there, and the PR people are like, okay, here's the deal. You're going to present Deion Dawkins with an award, and we want you to go down on the field and do it. And I was like, super cool. All right. I'm in, you know? So I get the award or go down there, and he's like, hey, stop. He goes, the Bills have selected you as fan of the year. And I'm like, no, I'm like, it didn't register. You know, like, what? Like, no, I got to present you this award, you know? And the next thing you know, we're both like crying or going, wow, this is pretty cool stuff. And they gave us both a little trick. And it was really neat to be part of that.
Do you have any sort of, like, is there anything before the game starts that any of the players, do they come by? Is there a superstition? Do they have to see Bill Zelis before the game starts? Is there anything like that going on?
I do get a lot of the players that have come over throughout the course of the game and give me a high five and say thanks and that sort of thing. It's really amazing.
I mean, you have to be there. I'm sure they're relying on you to be there. You know how superstitious athletes can be. Everything's got to be in its right place.
Yeah, I guess so.
Have you missed any games since 92?
I've only missed 4 since 92. And that was something that, like, it was just horrible. It happened, you know?
Right,
like,
yeah.
So, yeah.
And a couple of years ago, somebody took all your stuff from your tailgate position, right?
Yeah. So the guy that runs our tailgate is Tony Roman that lives in Lockport. And there's like 75 of us that all get together in the grass lot there. And we come out and his truck had just gotten totally cleaned out, ripped off. And it was crazy because we went through the whole gamut of emotions of, we go out, the Bills had just won the game, and all his stuff's missing, and I'm looking, there's his 9-year-old kid crying, and I thought he was going to quit the whole tailgating thing, which would have been catastrophic to our crew. And so somebody, a friend of ours' wives, started a GoFundMe to recover his stuff, and next thing you know, we had like $10,000, which wow. The stuff was only $3,000, you know, so it was like, oh my God. So we had like, now this gamut of emotions goes from total happiness to sadness to all of a sudden we don't know what to do. So we bought new stuff, and then we gave the rest of it to Josh Allen's Fonded Children's, which,
yeah, that's cool,
really awesome.
What have you guys done to prevent that from ever happening again?
So he's got a short school bus now, so everything gets locked in the back of that. Yeah. So,
well, you know, as nice as that shows you how bad people can be and how great people can be.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was at the end of that day to be able to do what we did was really cool.
So do you currently work or are you retired?
I currently work. I am a sales guy. I work for a company, HD Supply, which is part of, it's a division of Home Depot. I'm outside sales.
Cool.
Yep.
And they allow you, they know obviously who you are. So they allow you if you have to make an appearance.
I try not to tell them too much.
That ship sailed a long time ago.
Yeah.
Do you do appearances for them?
I've done stuff for them. Yeah. Like a convention we had in Vegas, I sang and stuff. So yeah.
So I got to tell you a quick story. I'm at a family picnic a couple weeks ago. And I hear one of my brother-in-laws talking about one of my other brother-in-laws. Wow, we were somewhere yesterday. Wow, Bill Zelis was there, man. Bill Zelis was there. And I have to admit, I'm probably jaded because I've been around the team, I've been around the fans. But I said, you know, geez, that's, you know, and I've kind of followed you once I realized who you were, and you came and spoke to our DePaulo scholarship meeting the one night. The kids were really excited. It's funny because we do this scholarship dinner. And the kids are there to get their financial reward for their hard work and their dedication. And they get a beautiful trophy. And the room is full of parents and coaches. It's a big wrestling community. And we've brought in speakers. And we've brought in Buffalo Bills. We've brought in coaches. But I tell you, I think they were the most excited when you got up on stage with your guitar. Because you're so visible with the team. You know, it's everybody recognizes, you know, Bill Zelvis. I mean, do you have any real sense of how big this has gotten?
It's crazy. Yeah, it is so much fun. Yeah, like I said, I get asked to do the coolest stuff.
All right, so give us a couple of things you've been asked to do that you really like. Wow, I can't believe that they're asking me to do this.
Well, geez, I just did a commercial for the casino, Seneca Niagara Casino, and actually it was the chef guys, Del Reed, Pin O'Ron, me. They had us doing all kinds of fun stuff there. Geez, you know, like the McDonald's commercial, Pepsi commercial, done commercials for the Bills and, you know, NFL Network and just all the major networks, ESPN, stuff like that. It's just keeps coming at me. It's a riot.
Well, yeah. And you have a fun moniker, and everybody knows Elvis. At least you don't have mustard and ketchup being squirted in your face like Pinto.
Well, yeah.
Which is really...
Jeez. And you know, he's like the nicest, he's the most quiet, he's a solid, really good guy. He really is.
He obviously likes having fun.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So you've been asked to appear. Your appearance is a big deal. And the Bills have embraced you.
Yeah.
I'll be dead honest. The Bills are very strict about who they endorse and who they don't endorse in the NFL. And if you don't think so, just try using their logo without permission. And by the way, speaking of which, I normally wear a very plain black or blue shirt, but today I went with the Bill. Just
looks, you know, great on you.
I did wear this to Hawaii, and there are plenty of Bills fans were there, and all, hey, the Bills,
go Bill,
yeah. So back to my question. So this thing has grown beyond what you ever expected it to be. And I assume you will continue this as long as your health allows you to go to the games.
Yeah, I have a ton of fun with it. And I really appreciate the people that reach out and ask me to do the cool stuff. You know, I just got, the other night I was at Jim Kelly's fundraiser thing at the Seneca Niagara. And, you know, I get asked to do just great, fun stuff.
He's going to be on next week, on the next episode, yeah. And he obviously has a great story. So the Bills have endorsed you, and I understand you have your own special entrance, because Joe Fan can't just walk in with a guitar, right? I mean, there's security reasons why people can't just bring in anything they want.
Yeah, I mean, I always go through the one gate over by the cemetery there, and from what I was told, I'm grandfather clause'd in through the NFL Hall of Fame. I'm allowed to bring my guitar in.
Wow.
So,
and next year, you're in the new stadium. Yeah. I assume you've got your seats, right?
I do. They're front row, Bill side, and they're up against the tunnel where the Bills will be running in and out of. Yeah, like super cool. Yeah, I got to actually go in and see where they are about a month ago, so...
Did you get any special privilege to pick out the seats you wanted? I mean, can you hint at that?
They did me up.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, you're a great representation of the team. So everybody's talking about what are your favorite memories of the stadium and what are your, and you know, and I was, Matt Beauvais from Channel 7 sat me down and was asking me, and I came up with a couple games that stuck out in my mind from my career of being, you know, covering the team. Including a couple of games prior to that, but you must have numerous games that just stick out in your mind.
Yeah, there's a ton. You know, the snow game against Indy a few years back, that was crazy. We're tailgating, everything seems fine, and all of a sudden you're coming in and the snow's getting crazier and crazier, and I remember it's just building up all around us in our end zone. And I was there with my one cousin, and he's hitting the top of my head. He goes, "The snow is building up on top of your head." It's like, holy cow. And, you know, I think back like 93, we had the really cold games against the Raiders and the Jets, or the Jets and the Raiders. And I remember, like, we were keeping our beer in a cooler to keep it from freezing while we were tailgating. You know, it was like, jeez.
And the really cold games, I mean, you don't want to cover up your your outfit. So what do you do to stay warm?
I've got a few layers underneath that I typically wear. It's, you know, the Gore-Tex type stuff. And usually, and I love the hand warmer and feet warmer things. They work great too.
Yeah.
So, but my favorite memory of going back to that in the stadium is the comeback game, of course.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I remember my wife and I, we had like cooler beer. That's back when you bring in a cooler or whatever. We had them at our feet. And my wife at halftime, she's like, we should just go. This is horrible. We should just go. I go, okay, when the beer's gone, we leave. So Edwin's like, and then the third quarter starts out, and then all the interception, it was like, it just started out horribly. You know, you're like, oh my God. So things all of a sudden just, I don't know, it was like this intervention from God or whatever it was, where these winds started shifting. And I mean, I'll never forget the excitement and the craziness of that third and fourth quarter of that game and the OT.
I didn't realize you could bring your own beer into the game.
Oh, yeah.
Times have changed, folks. Times have changed. Yeah. You can't bring anything into the game anymore. Those were, you know, and then you also, like everybody, you kind of suffer through the lean years, right? Every year hoping that this would be the year. And
yeah.
Until number 17 showed up,
yeah.
There was not a lot of hope.
No. And I remember I was in a bar in Lockport the night we drafted Josh. And I'm jumping around at the end of the bar, and there's a whole bunch of the guys sitting next to me. One guy goes, well, I wanted Josh Rosen. The other guy, oh, I did too. I wanted this guy. I'm like, this guy is 6'8". He plays at 7,000 feet in Wyoming. He's a farm kid. I go, I want that kid.
And you were right. Now, you have been adopted by Wyoming. How did that come about?
A bunch of years ago, 6-7 years ago, a guy showed me the video of the night Josh was drafted, and it was from a bar in Laramie. And it's like, it was on YouTube, and he showed me this video, and I'm like, oh my God, I go, we have to go there. We have to go to this bar. We got to go there. You know? And my one buddy's like, yeah, sure, whatever. So I went up and down the bar. I go, hey, you, let's do a tailgate party out in Laramie. We'll go to a Wyoming game, and we'll do something like that out there. Everybody was like, oh yeah. So I put together something for the Bills backers of like Wyoming, the Bills backers of Denver, the Bills backers of Utah, Montana, and just put it out there. Let's do a cowboy mafia weekend in Laramie. And a lot of people got back to me right away, and we set up a date. And so next thing you know, I'm driving out to Laramie. I got all the tailgating stuff, and ESPN radio caught wind of it. And they called me as I'm driving out, and they go, hey, we just caught wind of what you're doing. We think it's really cool. And, you know, just did a quick interview about it. Well, the University of Wyoming heard the interview, and then the local media out in Denver and Laramie and Cheyenne heard it. And next thing you know, we come into town, and there was like people waiting for us at these bars and stuff. And we're like this huge deal. Wow. In Laramie. And the university gave us two tailgating spots right up against the stadium and the field house. And I raffled off a guitar out there, and we did a bunch of T-shirts and stuff. And I ended up raising quite a bit of money. It was a few grand that I donated to. Was Riley McCollum's family, who he was part of the exit from Afghanistan, and he passed away in that. So I found out his family's address and stuff, and I got some money to them. And then I also donated some back to Josh's fund at Children's, and the university caught wind of that. And then they were like, whatever you ever need from us, we want to help.
Oh, isn't that great?
So
how many times have you been back there?
Well, I'm going back in 2 weeks, and this will be our fourth year of doing it.
You drive out there?
Last year I flew. This year I'm driving, because it's you have to take all the tailgating stuff and all that, and it's just...
How long a drive is it?
It's 2 days, 20 hours.
You must have a hell of a vacation plan with your job. But that's incredible, because it's... obviously because of Josh,
yeah,
they have adopted the Bills as well.
Yeah, they are insane Bills fans. They're just awesome, man. Just great.
Well, so on the preseason games, you saw plenty of commercials for their program. So I heard they're coming out to a Bills game, right?
Yeah. So I actually last week went down and saw Wyoming play Akron, Akron, Ohio, and we talked to the alumni people down there, and they're at least a couple hundred Wyoming people coming in for, they're going to do a big thing in Buffalo. They're going to do a tailgate with us, I guess. And they're working out the details of it right now, but yeah, he said at least a couple hundred. So
sounds like they're fun fans.
Oh, they're awesome. They are. Yeah. My wife and I actually, we went out this summer to Laramie to go to their Jubilee Festival, which is like, it's a rodeo and parades and concerts and stuff all week. As we had a riot, just great people.
You're such an ambassador for the team. And here, so do you have an agent?
Well, I get my daughter to help me with a lot of that stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, because we must get a ton of requests.
It's crazy. Yeah, my phone is like just scheduled out with neat stuff.
Well, I'm really happy you were available to come out here. Because, you know, so the game is Sunday, and, you know, there's been a lot of excitement, a lot of buildup, although I think it's been tempered a little bit because we haven't seen Josh play, we haven't seen Cook play, we haven't seen most of the starters play. So I think there's a sense, maybe a little underlying nervousness about this game. First of all, the Ravens are a very good team, and we just beat them, and, you know, they've got something to play for. So we're, like, hoping that the team we remember is going to team that's going to walk out on the field. Because last year, if you remember the home opener, they were down 17-0. Everybody was like, what's going on?
Yeah, hopefully they're not too rusty.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, we'll find out soon.
Yeah, we'll find out soon enough. But I thought, who is the perfect guest? Because I could have had, you know, I could have had somebody who covers a team, and we could have talked about the X's and O's. But the home opener is so much fun because it is the sense it's a new season, it's a rebirth. Everybody starts out even. So there was a time where we needed that. Let's start out 0-0 because we don't have a losing record because we had some rough years. Where, you know, they weren't horrible years. I lived through some of the years in the 80s where they win maybe one or two games.
Yeah.
But that's what got us Bruce Smith and a couple of the top players. But for so long, they were kind of a 500, sub-500 team out of the running for the playoffs, you know, before the last month of the season. But it's all changed because of Josh Allen and others, and Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean. What's your relationship with Sean McDermott? You get to see him?
I not regularly, you know, he's a busy guy.
Yeah,
but a lot of the alum I hang out with now and get to do a lot of neat stuff with. I got a thing coming up Saturday with Butch Roll. He's doing he's a great musician.
Yeah.
He's a great ambassador for the alumni. He's a really, really nice guy. Yeah. John Fina, I just got to do a whole bunch of stuff with him. Yeah, I actually just got asked to do there's a NFL Network's doing a show about the comeback game, and they interviewed me for that as well. There's a lot of stuff going on.
One thing after another.
Yeah.
Do you have paraphernalia? Do you sell shirts? What do you have?
I get stickers made up. I give them to kids and stuff like that. I really don't. I should probably. Yeah.
John, you got to get... Let's talk after the... I mean, really, it'd be great to have some great T-shirts and stuff. I mean, I'm sure they would sell. And if you want to donate the money to charity, or if you want to donate the money to the Bills Elvis Fund, I mean, you should. I mean, you're doing this all out of love. This is not something you decided to do because you wanted a second career.
No, I really didn't, but it's turned into that, that's for sure.
Do you think if you didn't have a background and being an entertainer that maybe this wouldn't have been the way to go?
That's possible, yeah.
I mean, you've got to have a sense of, look, I'm just going to have fun, and, you know, you're a showman. There's no doubt about that. And you know when the cameras are on, too, don't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I know a lot of the camera guys.
You know,
come over and they go, 1, 2, you're on, you know, and so.
Speaking of paraphernalia and outfits, who makes your Elvis suit?
So Holly Mullaney, friend of my wife and mine from Lockport, this is about the fifth one that she's made. My mother kind of helped me with a couple early on. But, yeah, this is either the fifth or sixth one she's made. I've got another white one that I use when my band plays out. And then Holly's making another blue one and a red one for the color red game or whatever. So,
have you ever been to Graceland?
I have not. No, I haven't. Yeah.
I mean, that's, I don't know how they feel about you showing up dressed like Elvis. Maybe, I mean, I'm sure your reputation would have, you know, before you got there, they're like, you should call somebody and say, hey, this is who I am. I want to see Graceland. That would probably be a big deal.
I need to do that. I really do. Yeah.
Well, John, when you're there, give me a shout out for playing that in there. Because it's funny. So I'm involved with the Niagara County Peach Festival, and every Saturday night during the Peach Festival, they have Terry Buchwald, who is the great Elvis tribute singer, local. And my three-year-old grandson is a huge Elvis fan because there was a Disney movie. Trying to think of the name. Lilo and Stitch, where the soundtrack was all Elvis songs. So he's being rediscovered by a whole generation of kids. I put Burning Love on the other day, and he started dancing. I'm like, how do you know this song? Anyway, so you've got the uniforms. I mean, you got a lot of people helping you out. This hasn't just been John Lang.
Yeah, no, I really do. And I'm beyond blessed. My wife tolerates me. And
that was another question. Yeah, she's obviously a great sport, right? She enjoys the ride.
Yeah, it's like, for the whole bunch of the early years, she was at every game with me, no matter how cold it was or what the outcome was. And then when we had kids, she stayed home with the kids. And either it's her or my daughter that's sitting next to me at the games now. So yeah. My daughter and I, we do a lot of road trips together. And I tell anybody it's the coolest father-daughter thing a guy could ever do.
Well, somebody's got to be there to keep an eye on you, because I'm sure there's plenty of pretty young Bills fans who want their picture taken with Bill's Elvis.
Well.
Jeez, he's blushing. Well, why not? So, John, I want to thank you for coming out here. Give me your prediction on Sunday night's game.
Oh, we are going to win 35-21.
35. That's, wow. That would be a great score. That would be a great score. And like you said, we hope that the Bills are a little nicked up on defense. Yeah. So the Bills have to keep the ball on offense and keep it away from Jackson.
Yeah, we got to stay healthy this season.
Yep.
We do.
John, thanks so much for being down.
Oh, thanks for having
me. I'll be looking for you on the tube, buddy. All right?
Yeah, thank you.
John Lang, Bill's Elvis, thanks so much for being in. Of course, he receives a gift card from Chef's Italian Restaurant. You said you've done a lot of podcasts, but this one smells the best.
It definitely smells the best. I could smell the meatballs and the sauce here. I was like, yes.
Well, you get to have some when we're done, John. Awesome. So, you know, I know they got some great restaurants out there in Niagara County, but Chef's is tough to beat.
Yep.
Folks, that'll do it for now. John, thanks again. Everybody, have yourselves a great night and a much better tomorrow.